Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Scott Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank you for tuning in today. We are experiencing a lot of people calling and wanting to talk about the psychic classes, and that's what today is about, and it's a live show. I thank all of you who've been tuning in, because what we're going to be discussing is how to get those classes on the computer. I have been looking and talking to different friends, and they will be helping us with this on the computer. So any of you guys who have gotten a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com know from the emails that I've sent you that we'll be starting out with the basic classes. I start this for everyone with the basic meditations, and we're going to do a little bit of talk and discussions on those. Kelly is in the process of a move, so those free mini readings that we do for the Destiny cards won't be today, but they will be followed up a little later on. I welcome all of you guys who do call in to please check periodically with us and get a hold of us at the emails that we've given you at the front of the show, or you can get a hold of us at the telephone numbers and schedule yourself in a reading. We do now the mini readings, and a lot of times with this will be during the week of June. We'll have other guests, so it'll be periodically around there. We have changed Psychics Gone Wild a lot, and those of you who've been keeping track know that we've got some really great positive outcomes from this. We will be having a surprise guest still, but we'll be doing a lot more of the Psychics Gone Wild, bringing in different varieties. We have gotten a couple of our guests back, and we'll be bringing them in. So those of you who regularly follow us will know that. I do encourage the people that are listening for the first time to continually go on and listen to the different shows and realize that what we did for the Psychics Gone Wild classes, and we've done for people who are followers, is we're periodically changing the energy and we're adding in new people. I want to thank everybody who's been contacting us and going with that. We do discourage a lot of the continual same caller that calls in and needs a reading, because these are done with a mini reading, and it's more obviously to advertise all of our businesses. I do want to encourage that with everyone, that we do welcome you, and we encourage you to go ahead and get a hold of that psychic that you spoke to on the show and get that reading. That's how this is all made affordable. So without much more ado, I'm going to go in. I've got a person on the phone here waiting a little bit, and we'll go ahead. This is Psychic Jethro, and you call Psychics Gone Wild. How are you? No, I have someone from Skype. We've also got another Skype caller. Hello, how are you today? Okay, we've got people calling in from Skype, but they're not able to get through, so I'm going to go ahead and assume they just want to listen in. So we'll go ahead and continue on for the hour, and what we've got happening is we've had a lot of people getting contact from Yahoo. We do not encourage that, and actually both of the two people who started Psychics Gone Wild do Gmail, and both of us do not even email there. So if you're getting other readings and you're getting other places that are telling you this, I do really only encourage the readings that I say over the phone or the readings that I talk with you privately in an email from psychicjethro@aol.com. I do and will continue to denounce any other readings and other associations that we're having with ones who've been sending out. I know this has become a very obvious problem, and I've heard of this. I'm not sure. You need to give, you know, a little bit of it. I thank all of you guys that are going on, and thank you in the room. You know, welcome everybody who's listening in. But the really excellent thing in what we do is Psychic Jethro is not only my legal name is Jethro, but I have done this business for over 30 years. So I really encourage any of you to get with me, because I never have done Yahoo, and nor would I promote anyone who is badgering people. We've heard of some of this, that someone is basically doing readings to make themselves feel better. They're saying things to people that are not really not only assertive, but they're very hurting. They say things that hurt people's personalities. This is not a reading by me, and I don't know what this is going on, but I do encourage you, if you do have any information from Psychics Gone Wild, we're new, been a couple months, Destiny cards and the birth cards and the readings that Kelly gives you, you know, talk to Casey Kelly, you've got her email, or if it's a reading you've had through here, on here. And like I said, once again, I We've had a lot of other people, I guess, you know, they say when you get good, you got people copying, but we've got a lot of ones doing that. And if you've had it from the show, you can always look in our archives, and I will, you know, I encourage that. We will this month be cleaning out the archives. We've had quite a few shows where people were asking this, and why we're doing this is we're moving some of this from mixtalk.com is what we're trying to go to. They are very good people. I worked with them before. I'd like to be on A1 Psychic Network again. We don't have the problems we've had on Blog Talk Radio. So I really do encourage you guys. We will be doing some shows periodically again on the shows, and we'll continue to do this. We're doing it in a different format. We look to complement all of the other shows that are on Blog Talk Radio, and excitedly, all my years of psychic readings, I'm looking forward to getting our niche and finding here what we have. A lot of times this was introduced and done to do reading and really to do for the classes, the psychic classes that I have done in Sedona, Arizona, and the classes I do. So we encourage people, and people were willing, and we had fun with them coming on, knowing that we were working with them. I have, at this point, no students that are coming on to Psychics Gone Wild. So what we've done is we've changed this format, and we'll be doing more of a talk show. We've got some excellent psychics, as you guys have been seeing. We had on this weekend with me, the last show that I did, we had on with Heather DeLuso, what an excellent, gifted woman, very phenomenal person, and she has offered to do some more shows with us in June. We've got some other friends that she's talked to and other friends I've talked to. We'll have Pierre Malot will be back in June. And there's where we're really going with this show, and that's what we're going to encourage and really promote that. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and Skype, are you on Skype today? Hello? We've got someone. I guess they want to be silent. So we've got a couple other ones on. We've had a few other people call in. And what we're welcoming and we're doing here is we're really enhancing that. Those of you who know of other shows, we will be promoting and enhancing other shows. We are moving, but we're not hurting anyone else's time, because what we're really trying to do is we're trying to get into more of a broadcast time. We have got, those of you who've listened in, we've got Hypnosis Sue will be back on. We'll have some of our other friends on. And I'm kind of waiting here. Our guest star is not showing, and I'm not seeing her in the room, so we're going to continue on. I seem to have really gotten a big reality when I went to do this show that we really have realized is that our timings have changed so much, and we've got a lot of ones who've got on that just assumed that we were different ones. So we've realized that that's pretty much what's going to be happening for a little while here, and we'll just go ahead and go with that. So one of the really excellent things that we've been talking about and working with is, like I said, those other parts of working with the angels. We have another angels ones that we're doing out, and we're including those different parts of that if you get on with the classes. I have two other students from California who will be joining us. One is taking over one of the days during the week, and they're willing to really work with this and work together on it, so we're not getting these emails. And I do apologize. I don't know. I've never really emailed in the room, and I do know that it was the complaints that we got were from other people that have basically, you know, left the room and are going on to other things. And I do encourage, I wrote you personally, those of you, and I'm just saying it over the radio for those listening on the, at home and when they get off or who are working, that I really positively encourage you guys to go ahead and get back a hold of us, because, you know, I don't do that. And I do realize that you tune in to listen to the show, and you really, you know, you've had a lot of people emailing you or IMing you, and you got on. I really would like you to go ahead and bring that forth with me. I do, you know, the only way I can correct it is if I know about it. And what I really like about Psychics Gone Wild is we've had a lot of fun. Kelly was on the last couple of days and had a really good time. She let me know earlier that she's willing and going to be back doing her cards and her readings. And one of the fun things that we've been trying to encourage, and I've been trying to encourage, is that we don't really want to offend anyone. What we want to do is we want to help, and that's what we're here for. And I do know that from other people who dropped the show and really went, they really were looking at what we did before. So we're going to go into a little bit of the energies, and what I want to do is enhance with all of you those who've been having those other parts of the dreams. Our dream analyzer isn't here today, but we're going to go right into with it. For years, this is a really good antidote that I use, and it's something I went through, is I use the basic energies of looking at the dream. I always look for the color in the dream, you know, those of us who dream in color. I always look for significant things that stood out in the dream. And then I looked them up, you know, in different things, because you're going to get different people's opinion. Go with what you feel, because it's your subconscious and your conscious working together in your dream. If horses to you is a very positive outcome, then you might think of it as, like we were talking about Saturday, as a really good outcome in some of the physical things for you, the animal. If you're dreaming of a horse and it's something you've heard someone say, you eat like a horse, or you're having problems, it could mean your indigestion. I have had for years two different beliefs of the owl, for good example. And you'll be saying, okay, I'm dreaming of this and I keep having this. In a lot of Native American, it's not a pleasant thing. You dream of the owl and it happens. Other symbols and owls and other different ethnics and countries believe the owl is a sign of also of death or ET activity. But if you're having a dream and you keep having this and it's someone you know, you may be dreaming of their totem. For my instance, I had a very good friend who lived in Colorado. I would dream of this and it would be her stress. And every time I would dream of the owl would be doing different things. It would be cleaning out a nest or moving things or going through. Every time I would contact my friend, she was doing exactly whatever the owl was doing in my dream. Good example, it was moving things. She was in transition and re-cleaning out her area. So I do encourage you to take a little time. Always do your dream dialogue that you do when you first wake up. You know, I've always said to you, alpha and beta, you know that your most strongest times are there. And you want to make sure that you're really getting that in. And I welcome with you guys, too, to really kind of go in there. And it's like everybody else knows, too, that as we're kind of going into this, we're also really looking and encouraging each and every person that gets into your dream analogy to look at that. And we welcome, if Rita would like to call in, she's here now, we'll talk a little bit. She's very gifted in this, and we were talking about having her on the show. We just haven't got our contact. The other person today was going to do the tarot and discuss it, and they, obviously for other reasons, were having communications not getting in. But what I encourage is if you're dreaming of it and you're having the symbols, go through those symbols, and how many count, go back. I mean, I had a friend very obviously that kept dreaming of two osprey. Osprey are, if you've ever seen an osprey, the way they go in after their fish and the way they go after it, it's very much grab onto it, hang onto it. If you see an opportunity, make sure you're grasping it. If you're seeing things around you physically, if you're looking at things and you're getting it, then you make sure that you get this. And they're also kind of going through some of the other parts of life, and they kept seeing two of them. Two was telling me that they were saying both you and your spouse is what I would have took that as. They took the two as their female, and they realized that they were, they're feeling that the female in them that they knew was someone that they knew female should be catching on to it, and they should advise this person. And it worked both ways. That's what I'm saying, the really excellent thing about this. That's why when those of us who take the spiritual path, and we did this on Living in the Psychic Realm, we have a show on that if you'd like to hear it on the back tapes I did, where you go in and you look through and you take a spiritual path and you get out of the house. We talked then at that time of people who are not really leaving their house. We had four different people that day calling on the show, and some of them had not left their house only for reasons they had to leave their house. Those are not really ones that you're going to be able to do. And what we talked about is you have to be able to get out in the day and do some things and work and be out in life to be able to see. So the person that was explaining to me was telling me that they basically had got out of their house and worked going in to the place that they were looking for, and they saw some very intense different energies. And then we found out this person had not left their house, and basically, you know, if you're working and you're getting outside of your house and you're doing this, those kind of dreams are really good. And what's really excellent, if you've got something you have to stay home and you're going through, make sure that you're getting some of that. You know, you can do television. You see a lot of people do like we're doing here on the computer. There's all these outside resources that you're getting your positive work there, and you're making sure that you're getting your other stuff going, and you're making sure that your energies are doing so that you're getting that. And a good example is a real positive meditation or a grounding where you're walking, raising the energy into your red chakra. This is something you hear a lot in metaphysical, and you hear people say they're not grounded. They're very different grounded. And what happens as we're going through this is, you know, like we were talking about, I've had a lot of people telling me that, you know, they got badgered by a person that was basically telling them they were psychic. That's not psychic. If somebody's telling you negative things, and they're just looking for negative, and they're doing it. Those are other issues, and those issues really sometimes in metaphysical can hurt you and the person. Never agree to a reading that's awkward. I know this sounds, you know, and you'll hear this as we're working into these classes and we're getting into this more with the metaphysical. If someone is telling you, you're just like, no, you know, that isn't. And it's like, all right. And then you can look at it. And I have done this quite a bit. I had a friend ask me, why do different people ask me the same question over and over? Well, same reason why we saw the ones writing, why are the same ones out there going? Because we want the different answers, and we encourage the different answers. And I love them to get the different psychics. But I have told psychics, no, that's not. Especially if they're saying something that just really didn't fit, or saying something to me that I feel is. Because when someone's giving you that energy and you're exchanging it, you want to do it the most positive. That's why you guys that I've worked with have always done the protections. My students who have been on, and they started out with here on February, we had three of my students, and now we have one that's going to be back. She's been taking off, you know, and it's like you'll see what the other parts that are happening, that you'll see these classes and these other things going on too, is that you'll see some other stuff happening. And you'll see what's really kind of going on is that people are going in to really in change when they're saying stuff to you that is really not, if they're not hitting, they're not hitting. Let's put it that way. You know, it's like all of a sudden you'll feel the really crazy things kind of going on, and you'll feel energy happening and people kind of going in and energy going with it, and it's like this is not resonating. So okay, you don't resonate like with the person, but you give them that little bit of time, you listen to it, and you resonate with the things that do fit in it, and you say, this is where I'm really getting the energy, and this is where my stuff's counting. You'll see this. Now, when you're doing a dream analogy, there's a whole wild energy there. And what I love about this, and the two best ones that I've ever had with analogy, is I basically wrote my dream analogy book, which I've worked with all my students. You put your journal there. You sit down and go into this. This is where you get remote viewing. This is where you're able to really tune in. This is where you astral project. So the things that you're putting and saying are really going to cause them to do an effect and put the energy out there for you guys. So when you're saying this and you're talking, this is vitally important. This isn't just sitting down and someone going, I've got, and you said, and knowing your inner self because of the astral. This is also a very strong tool, again, like we do with the psychics of us who really do the future. We're seeing and we're saying and we're getting our accuracy and we're looking. This is here. And it's like, okay, you're saying that this is my square and my southern and this is it. There's where you work really hard with and you get a man of power, a woman of knowledge, or a woman of strength and a woman of power, a man of knowledge and a man of strength. All of those qualities in your teacher or your person you're working with. Complement. Make sure you're getting those energies together, because what they're telling you and they're showing you can be very life-threatening. If you think about this, everyone says dreams are, you know, here and they're there and they do. Well, it's really God's neglected gift, and the angels are really working with you in that area, and you're getting a lot of energy through that, and then all of a sudden you have someone, like let's say through the internet, writing you and telling you, your dream told you this, and you've got that, and you're doing this, aren't you? Don't you? Well, you know, those key words are psychological, and you're going, okay. You know, you just kind of go, okay. Well, the reason I bring this up is you look at this, and you're going, I also realized and have and got. So you need to really open with that. Sit down with them and really tug at it. Now, I'm not saying do not close yourself, because we've had people call in and close themselves on readings and have a reading. Well, they couldn't read me because people can't read me. I love that. That's the people that really pride themselves, and I've never understood it, but I do love it, that they'll go like Sedona or one of the places all of us, you'll see all of us psychics at, and, you know, Sedona, you walk a foot in our 2 feet, and you're going to see another sign. There's a blue sign, there's a red sign. Most of them, 95% of them say psychic or readings or, you know, anything that clues to what we're doing here, and you'll have people come in and go from place to place, and a lot of times there's no return, so depending on the store, a lot of ones, the really good stores that I worked for, if it didn't click, you thanked them and you know you didn't charge them, you gave them their money back. What I have always prided in and what I do this for is I only do this, but I do the fact that I am there to help. I don't. There's people who compete in this. They will call and make sure that no psychic can read them so they can sit at home, and that's okay. I guess that makes them feel unique. Sadly, it also, as we were talking last week, and I think the other psychic said over the phone, you know, you're closed. told the person, and that saying means that they're not grounded. They're also got some energy. They're folding their arms. They're putting out energy. They don't want to hear. Someone had told me last week a very excellent compliment that I hadn't told her everything she was ready to hear, and she thanked me for only doing the general. And I didn't bother me either way, because that could be taken either way. A psychic in a room will throw that as an insult to you. They will say, you're giving a general reading. Well, how much does that guide want to read? As much as that person's ready for. And that's why I took the compliment. I laughed that we went into this, because, you know, if you've got how many years of experience under your belt, as the woman told me, she read for her family. There, I really agree, and you guys have heard my family, you've heard me on here, but I also know, until you've been out there and you've got a business, or you've done it through a line, or you've done it through some time, you've got to have that. Because you're sitting down and you're reading, let's say, for people around you, and that's nice. You do pick up, and you know someone walks in you've never met, and you're reading it at a place, that's great, but psychically, you want to get that different variety. Think of all the different types of energies and people and energy. You want to have that. You want to have those ratios where you're not, and that's what I know is hard for a lot of people. They want to be, we're not perfect. We are human, and we're using this energy. It's a Christ white energy belief or a Buddhist belief. You're using that power. You're plugging into it. We all have our days, and someone made me feel so grateful when they told me, they said, you know, you're not in a space. And I went, you're right, and I didn't. And that's what's been happening, like today and other days, that when we do have this, we do the talks, we do encourage, because I do take pride in what we do. If I were able and could and would, I would help each and every person in this world. But I've learned a long time ago some sadness of it. Not everyone wants to be. And also, a lot of other people don't believe in this. A lot of even wilder reasons is that I've had people that I've told to do it, and told and had and asked and pleaded and prayed and went to the guides and did everything I could to try to help them, to have them basically slap me in the face with it or turn around later behind me and say hurtful things because they didn't want to believe that this was capable. People fear or kill what they don't understand. So my principle and my story is, we're on Psychics Gone Wild, and we will continue to help each and every one of you. And when you do have that person that is, you know, continually doing it, you should be listening to this show and getting the positive. And I love the mail. I thank you guys from the emails that have been doing it. Those of you who are sticking with us and are getting this, you're listening and you're getting it, or you're finding it and you're getting what we've got out there for our work, or you're hearing it and you're enjoying it. You're also getting the entertainment. Those of you who didn't and are bothered by the different characters or not impressed by the way I do this, then I am happily and gratefully telling you there's a lot of shows out there, and I do respect that. I do also respect that I would not no more coming into your home and tell you how to run your business than I expect you to do me. I appreciate comments, and I do that. But I also am really appreciating and liking the really good compliments that we've had lately. Is a lot of fun. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And if you call and you're just really feel that, you know, I or one of the other people should really give you a reading, then do that little bit on here and know that I am doing this accordingly, and I've had some comments made about me. I am not going to answer some of the other things, but I will tell you positively that I do know why I do this is to help people. And obviously, because of this is the only thing I do, and to do my lights, to pay my other stuff, I encourage that. I've had some people say I do a lot too much commercials. I probably will, and I continue to impress the fact of it that we compliment and will continue. And through the years, what I've even loved more about with it is you guys that come in here is a good experience. So when we have students or we have the fun of it, we're doing it. We're changing our format. There won't be a lot of other things you see because there is great shows out there doing that. I don't want to be a copycat of anybody. I want to be the best Jethro I can be. So you're going to see that, and you're going to get some really positive, really great strengths coming in to those of you who listen in, who know that I really would like to let know if someone is sending you stuff and they're on here and they're doing this, then I'd like to know, because really that hurts all of us. You know, those of you who do listen to this know that Kelly is raising her two children that she's got at home, plus her older children. I only do this, and me are the two that really have put the most effort and work and time into this, and we need to know from you guys to please let us know when other people are talking to you or doing out of this, because all we'd basically do is put the little amounts in to keep this show going. We're coming into another month, And here we go again, because that's what keeps this going. And what I had a lot of friends say, I don't care for the other shows, they're asking for stuff. Well, what I did, and I will continue to do, is I have other people helping. You will see a lot more variety on Psychics Gone Wild, because we have to have outside energies to bring this up, to put new input. And the fun things like we've had is to encourage some of our other people. We are bringing back some of our really regulars, and that's what I really want to do. So June's going to be full of some really intense surprises. The people that have been positive and doing the work and going on, we've got. And the ones who do this. I know that everyone thought that there was some problems. No, the other friend of mine was 20-some years friend and has had some other stuff go on. She will be back. We're all welcoming her back. We love with her back. We've been friends and we'll stay friends. And she watches me. She always promotes in the chat room that my line's out there, or that my book, or she promotes the other stuff. And I know that makes people bothered, and I'm sorry for you guys that you know, this was kind of like, what are you guys doing? You know, and it's like this is one of the funnest things that we've been doing and doing to everybody, is we're enjoying it, and that's what we're going to keep doing wild. So it's variety, and here we go. 410, how you do?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Psychic Jethro. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. So I tuned into the show about 15 or 20 minutes ago. Are you doing readings today?
I am, and if you will give me your name, we're doing a mini ones here, and I'm encouraging everybody. We had a lot of transfer and a lot of new people in, and I'm Psychic Jethro, and you are?
My name's Maria.
Maria, I welcome you. I'm glad you come in 20 minutes. We do a lot of talking around it, because that's what also encourages and takes care of us to give the free readings. So what I look at, Marie, is I'm going to go ahead with you and have you give me your question. I feel like, I apologize because of timing, and you know, we get into it, but we do also encourage that we do the other mini readings on the weekends now a lot more. But I would like to help you. I feel like something else is happening for you, Maria.
There are probably a lot of things going on in my life right now, but I'm wondering about a man named Juan, and what his intentions are, what the possibilities are. But if you see something more important, feel free to talk about that.
No, I thank you, and I laugh. Everybody always goes, "What are you guys doing?" And what we're doing is we've got new people, and we usually do the readings. And what I really have done for my last 30 years of this is help people. And what I want to do with you is look at you and Juan. I do feel like you've went through something here, Maria, that's going, it seems to be changing your energy. They keep telling me that you've it's like you changed on Juan. Something was the same with you two, and then you've changed. And when you said Juan, they keep telling me that he's also got some other things happening for you, that what I'm perceiving and seeing is that I see you two also working on some other stuff together. And I see that the guides are telling me that you two kind of had a split or something. I'm not getting you right together, living together.
No, we're not together.
That's what I'm feeling, and this is where I'm sensing, and this is where as I'm looking at it, and I'm also getting the looking into the future, and what the angels are telling me with you two, a lot of times they'll step in the past with me to look in the present with you, and they're showing me that you two presently, it's where they keep saying there's been a change, and some of it was you care for Juan, but there's something you wanted to have happen different. I feel you love Juan. I feel like in your heart you care for Juan, but there's something you were looking for that wasn't really going, it wasn't happening with
yep.
you and Juan.
Right, that's true.
Okay. And what the angels are telling me is they said that you and Juan, I do get, are going to be going through some of this other together. They said there's something that has to kind of happen for Juan. Juan's in a state where he's trying to get some other stuff to come together. They said that it's like you and him working together and more of a positive for each other.
So working together meaning literally working, not relationship.
That's what I'm getting. Yes.
But physically working together career-wise.
Yes, and they keep saying that it's going to be also with the other part of the relationship, that this is going to be back. You guys are right now, and June's going, we've got what this is happening too, this is going, a lot of energy is going backwards with Venus. And with this transition, and it's in retro, a lot of relationships are going through some turmoil. I see you and him coming out of this. They said to kind of lay a little low until after about the 12th of June. And you're going to also notice that there's something else here. You guys have got like a really kind of just a stuff that's kind of not really resolved that happened, and yet it's not like, woo, horrible, but it's not things that really have done well for the other part of the relationship, Maria. They're telling me that you two are going to be doing some other communication. They're telling me that you two were put together for more karmic reasons, so I would say you guys will be back to dating more seriously than just working around each other.
We were put together for what reason?
They're telling me there's this karma there, and so that karma means you're going to have some other things there that's kind of going. That's part of why you were attracted to each other.
In other words, this isn't necessarily someone that is going to be a long-term person. He is serving other purposes in my life.
Yeah, and they're also saying with you and the karma that what also happened for you two is you had to kind of struggle that out. You had to kind of go through a little bit more of what you wanted to have happen. You also, it's a shame because there's so much capabilities with this is what I'm seeing. I see
should
that's part of what happened for you. And so, you know, and we've got that there. Hello? Hello?
Should I try to first do this for a long-term relationship?
And what I would see with the karma is I would say that I would do this.
Hello?
I would say, hello, they're cutting
yep.
her. So I don't know what happened. We've lost contact with Maria. But I want to thank you for calling in, Psychics Gone Wild. It's unfortunately, sometimes we have technical difficulties with our phone, and they kind of go through some things. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, we got you back. It was really
I'm
wild.
Sorry. I don't know what happened. It literally just dropped off. I think I hit a button on my phone. Do you think that if I were to pursue him, I don't like to pursue men, but do you think if I were to consider this in terms of long-term possibility, that this would go somewhere, or would it always be in the state of casualness?
The guides are saying with you in karma, and we've got a few minutes here, Maria, and I apologize to give make sure I've got a couple other people behind that want a quick mini today too. But what they've got here and they're saying is get with someone and see with this reading because you've got two things. This is free will in this relationship. The pluses are if you stay in the relationship and you continue to work with it, you guys are going to be able to overcome some of this because of karma. The other part that isn't so great is because some of this is karma. You're always going to have those things together too that cause those things that can be plus and negative. So I would have someone read for me like an hour or take at least hour or 45-minute reading and look at this, Maria, because you want to see what all's there because the free will shows me that this person has got karmic ties. You don't want to completely just drop all this and then never get that handled. And you still got karma together, but you want to get through this efficiently. They're telling me that you two have got the potential, obviously, for other relationships. And until this is done, the guides aren't going to be putting a lot of other people there. You have potential of dating. This is where people date. You know, you see, I'm not advocating this, but people will date multiple karmic links. And it's wild, but it does happen in a lot in this day and age. And what they're telling me is that you would want to look at this and see the free will of both positive and of it. And look at some of the pieces and see why the karmic life you're supposed to handle with him is going to be done this year. And then you'll have the choice to move on. Because I personally would, what they're telling me, what I see with you is I would look at both of those and then I would make my choice from there. Because you've got some other karma there with him that has to come this year to be handled from a past life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. And while we're going into the other energies here, as we all welcome with everyone, I thank her. This is a little wild. Those of you who's calling in, please stay with us on 773-897-6461 because that phone does get a little wild. We've got other people. We've had today quite a few callers that have called in that really couldn't hang with the show or have had a lot of it. Just please call back. We've got some waiting right now. And we're going to be going into some other things, too. And we're going to go through it, too. And, you know, we're going to also be doing some little prayer here for all of our friends that are in. I thank all of you guys in the room. It looks like we're doing real good. I always welcome and encourage everybody to have a fun time, and that's what we're doing. And if it's not fun, let us know. I don't know when we started getting some other energies, as we were talking about. We have some people that are on our group that I guess are really here to do this. But, you know, we want to encourage, and we always do. You know, if you've got the things and you're working, do it positive. Because, you know, I've had a lot of people that we've lost through this now because Psychics Gone Wild is going to a different time and more busier. I want all you guys to come along. I want us all to play and be happy, you know. And what we encourage is 845, you're on Psychics Gone Wild Live.
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Good.
This is Diana. I spoke to you the other day, and I was just wondering, do you see me moving soon?
Oh, yes. And Diana, I'm glad. Thank you for calling in again. And I feel with you, Diana, I'm going to have to do a little more with this on you. I got to ask that embarrassing thing that men shouldn't ask, but I need to get your date of birth so I've got numbers, times, and amounts on the left side of this metaphysical.
It's April 24th, 1961.
Okay, and Diana, what I'm seeing here is that they're telling me you have a lot of things going on with you and some other energies, and what I get with you is I see something's holding you there from the move. They're telling me it's not right away. You need to move, but you're not moving right away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that making awesome. Sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I want to move, but yeah, there's things that are holding me here.
And those things will get handled. You've also got, I'm getting a lot of cinnamon with you, which usually means protection and working and clearing out. You're cleansing and you're working out some energy there that isn't pleasant, but you have to do it. And I keep seeing other people that have been around you there trying to get what they want and their stuff done. And unfortunately, you're going to have to lose something to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying that seems to be there's a kind of a conceding, and then you're going to have it all back. It's going to be a financial later where it comes back to you in really good fold. It comes back even stronger, but it seems like it's emotional. It doesn't seem like you're going to, you know, like no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to get out of there unless you do that quickly.
Unless I do the cleansing and just move quickly.
Yeah, and move, yes. And they're telling me a little bit of time here. They keep saying that not yet, and that they're going to show you a sign. The guides are going to let you know. You also have some, I see some kind of tears here of what this had for you before there.
What?
Telling me.
I didn't
hello, sorry, our phone's kind of, they're telling me there was, like there's going to be some tears, but it's going to be releasing of some of the years there. You've got so much pent-up emotions from there that it's going to be some tears.
Oh, of course. Of course. But I have been working on trying to, you know, cleanse and get rid of, you know, the emotional attachment and stuff like that. But moving forward financially, I know I need to, you know, purge and simplify.
Hello, Diane? Diane? Okay. You there, Diane?
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh. I'm here. Hello?
You were saying you're purging, and then it just dropped you off the phone and brought you back, so...
Yeah, I'm purging stuff, and I know financially it's been really a bad situation, but I just feel that it's time for me to move on.
I agree, and I also agree that they're also working with you, and the angels are showing us that as we're going into this, that you're in one of those positions, and we've been talking about this the whole month because of the sun flares. This is a time to really grab and check what you're doing. See where you are. Grab on. You're right in the right thoughts about move, transition, emotionally. This is a time where people say, it's like the guides are saying, check, because of the eclipse. They're looking, they're showing, and you're going here. Is there anything in my house that I really want to get out? Is there anything in physically, emotionally that I got? People are getting old emotions pulled. They're all of a sudden feeling those energies again. Things they haven't dealt with in years. Things that you thought were dealt with. And what has happened and what's going on is this is what's going into the energies and the astral part of the you know, the times and the energy we are in. With these different planets and these big strong transitionals working together, they're also telling you that psychically you need to have your stuff worked out there so you're getting your other things together and you're working with it as going some other things too. You know, something else is pulling you. It's like there's something else even telling me there for you. You've got to do this. And you're it's like it is like I got those tears. It's like I keep, and I see with you, what the angels show me is they show this other half of you that never really was you. It's what people thought or what they said. You had some hurtful things there that no matter what you said or did, you were pretty well the one they put the blame on. I mean, that's the song, Blame It on Diane.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in a legal battle right now, and it's been a long stretch, and it's been 4 years. And I think emotionally with this eclipse and everything, and spiritually, there's been, like, a lot of emotions going on the last week or two, that I think that at some point this weekend, I'm just going to, it's been 4 years I've been holding on to my husband's ashes. He wants to be on the water, and so I think I'm going to do that and just release that energy and just start something and just, you know, just come into my own little cocoon spiritually and from the bottom feeders and people that are toxic and just try and get into myself more spiritually.
I really like that. I really welcome that. And I see something else really happening for you. I see this. This is, it is the time of that. And it's, and it has gotten to the point where he wants it, you want it, it's going to happen, and it's going to be done with class. There's the word he's saying to me on this side. You're getting some very positive on the other side. I apologize, I'm getting a little emotional. But there's a lot of love there. You're doing this the right. You're holding your ground. You're doing it with class. You were always a classy lady. You still are. Some of the ones that there you've got in that town aren't classy. Some of the people there are just messed up. Is this making sense to you? Man, they're like,
absolutely.
Whoa, we're getting channeling here. And he's telling, and they're telling me on the other side that they always were messed up. And you know that once you rise above them, this is also by him doing this other, he's going to be able, your that vessel for you is the fact that those ashes, those person, he still deals with you. He's still coming in and out. He left that vessel a long time ago. But the classy thing of you doing these other things, you've also got this other stuff handled. It also opens the door for the next part of the other energy for you to go into what you, the guides want with you. They want you to the next phase. And this is the hard part. You're in a karmic energy. This seems to be the word today. You're the second caller. And here's that word again. And karma, they want you to do this and go ahead. You're going to get all this handled out. And then after these ashes have done and everything happens, look out, because then you're opening the whole energy again of it's going to go rock with you. A lot of these are yes and what you've been working and fighting with, but your town and the place you're at that you're moving from is so not only backwoods, but they're just like deliberately putting blocks in your way, and other people there are don't know you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You hit it like right on, Jethro. Exactly. Exactly.
They don't, and they don't know you, and they never did.
I was fighting like David against Goliath, and I just had this epiphany the other night that, you know what, I can't fight this much negativity. I need to release it and just surround myself with the angels and just put this spiritual cocoon around myself. And, you know, I put nothing but positive out, but there's just so much negative in this town that, you know, I need to move on.
I agree. And I'll tell you what I also see and what I've been catching with people is the other part of the energy and the other really excellent, great things that we've got happening, too, is that as we're looking at things and we're going through, we're also turning around and we're getting all of our energies and our positive together, and you're doing exactly that. And I see you with that shield, that cocoon around you, and that basically what I call the robe in the spiritual, and I see you wearing it. I see you going through this, and I see you rising your head above all of this because you're looking at the bigger picture. You also, as this is happening, they're not going to be able to get this other. It's like this whole perfect time for you is you're using the planet transition to your favor, and I see you stepping above it, moving, and like they said, and then that other physical does happen because there is some financial they owe to you. This isn't just a lawsuit, as other one thought, because of the principal. There's so much tied into this. It's sad, like you said, the big one. They're going to have to find the go. They also know that you're not going anywhere. You know, they fought you. Now it's time to know you've already got it. They're showing me the positive coaching of you've already won. You've already set yourself down. You're going through it. You're also strengthening yourself, and you're looking at the really positive energy in the next couple months here of some of the other things. I see different colors. They're making a joke. They're showing me that you're playing Twister with the colors you choose now, not the ones the society picked for you. That's a good way to put it. I like that.
The Twister, what?
The guides of yours, they have funny ways of saying, they're showing me like the game Twister, and they're showing that you're picking the colors now, and you're playing it like you're twisting the colors you like, and you're doing it now. They made you do like back salts. There have been sometimes you've had to do some really wild maneuvering just to deal and cope with this town. That's not going to be the case very much longer. In the next couple months, I see the other transition. I also see this other financial. There's some things coming to a head there with that legal. We need to, and you said with the angels, they keep telling me to make sure you've got Michael protecting you, but make sure you've got Uriel with the knowledge handling that, and put those prayers towards those attorneys, put that prayers, and have the archangels go in there and clean that out and get that handled, because it should have been handled. There's some financial that you're due to.
Oh, yes, I can't believe it. It's absolutely phenomenally true. I mean, yeah, that's exactly what's going on right now. So, and it should have been handled a while ago, but, you know, I'm tough and I've hung in there, but I think that as I was raised a Catholic, that, you know, I was always taught to give to others and not to be selfish. But what I've learned through listening to the shows and really getting in tune with my spirituality and some of my good friends, Rita and stuff, and really learning about myself that I need to give to myself first and love myself first and replenish my own soul and my spirituality. And that's okay. That's not selfish.
I agree. I agree very much. And it's like what I also love what you're doing there and what the energy is saying is that you're right on with it. And I did have a Catholic teacher, so I can see why the other saints work. And I've had people really argue this, but, you know, you use what works, and they love you. I mean, that's part of why you had this life and this karmic to do the energy. I can see them rising above it. I see what they show, like a seven-day candle. I see the energy. They keep telling me that it's beautiful. There's a saint with green, and it's going to be there burning a candle, and if they keep showing it, they're burning it, and this person's doing the prayer, and they say it, and it's going to happen for you, and it's going to make this all come around. This was the life you had to basically stand up for you and do this as a female also, and with those saints, because you pretty much have had to, like you said, you're a very good person, and other people didn't understand that. There was some people that other, even in family and other things there for a while that didn't, and you've won all your karma again, and now it's time for you to get that financial, and they said the last part and the better part of your life is going to be even better financially.
I thank you so much, and you're so right. I mean, you guys are putting yourselves out there on the air and helping people and, you know, taking criticism and stuff like that. And that's the negative energy. And I just put out positive energy for all of, you know, the psychics and spiritual shows that are on helping selfishly to help others in little ways.
Thank you. And that means a lot to me. And what I got complained on was I wasn't doing enough free readings, and we're doing mini readings now, and I want to encourage them to understand that this is the only thing I do. I love to help, and I always will help. I do charity work. I do a lot of things, but I just was trying to get them to understand, and thank you for bringing that up, and that's why I addressed it, because I have a lot of ones complaining to me, not understanding that, you know, I have to. So what I understand from, you know, that I had my other show, Living in the Psychic Realm, went off the air, and part of it was because I had to, at that time, go back to just doing psychic line readings. And people complain that they pay so much for a psychic line reading. But when we open this opportunity from here, a lot of people won't do $45 with me, so I have to end up going, you know, and I think what you said, because I know people are like, you're after the money. It's like, no, I'm just trying to stay alive. I mean, I don't think they get
mm-hmm.
it. You know?
I think people just look for the criticism and you could do more, and you're such a loving, giving person that it really hurts you.
It did.
I think people need to put themselves in your shoes and other people's shoes that are out there. Everyone has bills to pay. You know, you don't necessarily need to be on the air at all, but you're loving and giving, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. I thank you very much, and my prayers to you, too. And I feel we're both going to have a blessing. It's been a really good last couple of days. I missed everybody, and I realized that on my 2 days off, me and my girlfriend were out, and she was, like, really worried with me. She's like, you know, you're putting out, and you've done this for all these years. You've been a reader. And I realized, okay, it's time to maybe do some physical again. So I started looking out in the world and realized that I do not only love doing this, but it's, you know, it's what I'm supposed to do. It's the prayers and why they brought me back. And what I realized, like you just said there, is, you know, people will do whatever they can behind or outside of it. But what's more important is that, you know, is what we're doing. And they said, do it again. So here I am again today, you know.
I just wonder if those individuals, not being critical, would go to their priest, minister, Buddha, you know, Buddha, Rabbi, and complain to them and say, well, you're not talking to me enough, or I'm not getting, I don't think that they would do that. And I think they need to see the, all of you guys as spiritual mentors and guides, you know, rather than someone that, you know, is just entertaining.
Thank you, and I agree. And people told me, they said, well, you know, you've read for all these years, you should be well. And it's like, well, no, that's why I'm so good. And I feel is that people use and utilize, like you said there, and then they grow and go on. My biggest gift and my dream has always been that my students will out surpass me. And what I like about the positive, every time you put that positive out, you get it back. And I kept thinking, just like you said there, you know, I really wondered. And I think what I've done is I just run into, and it's, and I can't blame Blog Talk Radio, I will politely say that, but I've run into of the last couple months where all of a sudden I had quite a few new ones, and all of a sudden in the last month they went through a lot positive with me here, and we made all the friends, and a friend told me, she goes, now because of that, you've got the other side of it, and I've got some people just going, well, come on, come on, come on, and they'll write me, and they'll expect discounts, and I'm like, I can't, and I really felt sad the other day when I realized I spent most of the day and I made enough so that I had gas. I couldn't really go eat out or I couldn't go get my groceries, but I had gas. And I went, whoa, that's not good, you know?
You know, Jethro, I don't know why this just came to me, but my late husband used to say to me, because I was such giving him it all the time, he had a mantra and he said, don't take my kindness for weakness. And sometimes people will play upon that. They'll know that you're such a loving and giving individual that they'll play into that. And that's not good.
No, you just helped me today. And I bless you all. I bless you very much.
I bless you guys. And thank you for helping me. And I will burn a green candle and try and keep the positive flowing and stuff. And thank you guys so much. And God bless.
God bless you, and thank you for the information, I think, from your husband on the other side. I got a buzz from that, and obviously that's what I needed to hear. And see, this is what I love about when people call in and what we do here, is she called and had some great positive energy exchange. And this is what, as a psychic, you know, no matter how many years you go, you're always learning, and no matter how long you go, you're always getting a reading. And I think Diane just shared a very good thing with me. I got very good energy from that. We're looking at Psychics Gone Wild today, and we're talking to 631. You're on.
Hi, Jethro. It's Rita.
Hey, how you doing, Rita?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good today. Just having a lot of serious conversations. Just talked with Diane. She gave me a very positive, emotional, spiritual work, and I gave her a little reading, and I'm just having a lot of fun today. I took off for 2 days, got back, and went, okay, I had all these emails from people that were bummed because I didn't give them this or that, and I went, oh, my goodness. And so I thought maybe we should talk about it a little bit today on there. And it also realized, I think I've figured out for me, that, you know, I'm going to continue with what we've been doing and just have fun. I love Psychics Gone Wild when it's positive. It's when people get uptight with me that I'm like, wait a minute, you know.
Jethro, I did sense that, and I actually texted Diana to call into you because I knew that you both needed to talk to each other today. I knew you were gone for a couple of days. I heard at the beginning of the show that you were talking about, I guess you're meeting a little bit of resistance with the changes and stuff going on. I didn't get to hear the whole thing. Because when I first got on, I lost the screen, and then I had to sign in, and then go back in, and then refresh twice. So I missed. Your voice kept breaking up. I didn't get to hear what happened, but I did know that you were gone, and I just sensed when I first heard you, and I was like, he needs to talk to Diana, and she probably needs to talk to him. So I told her to go on and give you a call, and I spoke with Kelly yesterday. And I really appreciate that you've been passing along my messages to her, because that was great to hear from Kelly.
I love that, and I welcome it. And this is what we really promote, and this is what, you know, it is about. And I do love, and you were right on. Diana gave me the most perfect energy here, and what I give back with her, we did a very good blessing. I feel like because when two come together with the light, we're both going to have that energy. They were also showing it. And Rita, this is why I can't wait for you to come on. Today we had another person that was going to come, and that's why I leave it as a surprise guest, because I realized the angels and the guides will let who comes through when they need to come through. I had a lady tell me that she tried everything to get through with us, and the guys just pretty much set it down, and it wasn't meant to happen. We also got the giggles with her that she's like, your show's always changing, it's changing. And I'm like, Not really. We're pretty much 2 p.m., and then we're on at 4 p.m., and we're going to switch 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I realize that, you know, we've had a lot of people going, you know, with that. But I agree, Rita, and I thank you. I know we were talking dreams earlier, and I really would like to – I have some dreams. I'd like to kind of talk a little bit with you the last few minutes of the show on that. Are you up for that, Rita?
Yes, that would be fine.
I keep having a dream, and I keep having sets of birds, and it's like a set of ospreys and then a set – first it was a set of conure parrots, which was ironic. They weren't the big parrot. They were like a set of conures. And then
okay,
it was like ospreys, and then it was like a set of – all of a sudden they're just – they're, and they're there. It seems like they're doing stuff, and I'm watching them, and it's like I've never been really – I mean, I watch birds for my totem stuff, but like a bird watcher, and then all of a sudden I'll have another set and another set. And they keep showing me sets of birds.
Okay, so what's happening with the birds in your dreams?
The osprey are bringing fish, and they're going over my head, and they just keep seeming to fly over and over, you know, repeating that pattern.
Yeah, well, you see, now, I'm here on Long Island. Where you're in Florida, Jethro?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here on Long Island, we have ospreys, and their nests are so high that if you drive on a major highway or roadway, the tallest man-made structure, they'll actually put a flat surface and the ospreys will come and they'll build a nest. And everybody who has to drive these main, we have like only three main arteries on Long Island. And it's the middle of the island, the North Shore, and the South Shore, okay? And only one of them has a gigantic osprey nest heading out east. And through the rush hour traffic, in the morning and in the afternoon, you know, everybody's irritated and agitated trying to get to and from. And when you look up and you see these ospreys, especially when their hatchlings hatch, or you'll see one flying a fish into the nest, it's the most amazing spiritual gift. And it's a gift for everybody. And I think that your dreaming about the ospreys is this is what they're telling you that you're doing. You're doing this for people every day. You're breaking up their hustle and bustle and their agitation and aggravation, and you're giving them a little piece of spirituality that keeps them going.
Oh, very good. And I see, and I do that now. That I got another buzz. You guys have been so good for me today, and I knew that I'm at the point we do 7 days a week, and I love what we're doing, and that helps me. You and Diane both, and I want to thank you. And we had an odd week last week. We had a lot of different variety, and I let a couple of the other ones know that you know, they wrote me privately, and we're just, you know, like an hour here and an hour there, and I'm like I said, I just didn't have it. Then the day went, and I went, oh my goodness, here my day is, and I'm like, I have got to do this. I think what you just said is very true, and I think that what we're looking at and what we're going to do is we're going to keep adding the more variety. Pierre got a hold of me. He wrote to me. Other ones are doing, and I agree with you. I thank you. That makes sense, and I think that's part of where the other part for my spiritual path is I'm going to be on some of the other shows. I'm really trying to keep where I can limit it, doing the lines. I want to just do a little bit, but I have to do some to survive. It's just I keep feeling and praying that what's going to happen here is the psychic's gone wild, and some of the things we're going is going to be able to take off where we could really do this and do it up a notch. I'm glad that Kelly did talk with you, because I told her, I said, Kelly was like, you know, Rita would just be so good on the show. And I said, I know. I go, I tease Rita. I love her voice, and I think you're very gifted. I like your energy. And I said, you know, I just like you. And I said, I think that you really would do well. She's like, I would like her to come on one of my days, and then we could do a little variety here and talk about dreams, talk about energies. And she explained to me how you and her have been working together. You know, I'm talking all over the thing. And I thought, this is what friendships are about. This is what we all do. You know, we want to promote and help. Kelly and me have a spiritual friendship, and I laughed. I met her, and the psychic that was there said, this is your spiritual karma, and we've just been buddies and friends ever since, you know.
Yep. Okay, now also, excuse me, as far as your osprey dream, there's another part of it, and the reason that you had it in the time that you had it is because you are going through this change, right? You want to be on the air less and doing other things, but yet it is also you are needed and you need it as much. You understand?
Yeah,
like those ospreys, there's a reason why they're up there looking down at all the cars. You know, they're getting something from it too, and you're getting the feeling like when you all of a sudden, I don't know, you just feel a weakness or you feel some self-doubt or whatever, just like every other normal human being feels. You know, you might need to hear a voice like Diana, somebody calling in that is absolutely meant to be. You understand? And it's going to pick you up, and you're going to pick other people up. I mean, it just ripples out so far, you know? And you are like one of these Ospreys. That you're way up there above everybody else, but you need them as much as they need you. So it's telling you to stay connected. Stay connected.
Thank you. I will do that, Rita, and I appreciate it, everybody. We've got a few more, and obviously today they're going to give us like 60 seconds. We will run until it puts us out, so we'll stay on with you guys and go. I'm going to welcome the next caller, and we'll just keep going on. But if it does disconnect us, you'll have to call in tomorrow because sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, and that's how we go with whatever Blog Talk Radio wants to let her do. 414, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, Jethro. This is Marion.
Hey, Marion.
Hey, you know what? I have enjoyed your show since the beginning till now. I am just so excited. It's exactly what we needed to do. So I thank you for that and being listening. And I like what Rita said, staying connected, because I'm struggling with the same thing. And that's what I was calling for today, just to kind of get an idea of, like, what's going on. Where is this direction coming from? Why do I have this resistance?
Hello? Marianne, I obviously, it says it's on and we've still got time, so where it should be. Can you hear us? Rita?
I'm here. Marianne?
Yes, hello.
Great.
You're
got
here
everyone.
Because we love you, Marianne.
Yeah.
You're here
oh,
because
goodness.
You're meant to be.
Hello?
Hello, Marianne. We're here and we love you here, and I think you ought to come on and help. Like you just said, I think that that's part of what they're showing me. And what I keep doing is I keep trying to go outside of Blog Talk to bring people in new. And what I need to do is we've got our resources right here. You guys are really gifted, you know?
Yeah.
Well, wow. You know, and that could be possibly it, because I know I'm tired of the lines, too. It just seems like I want to do some things. I just posted in the chat room. I didn't post as my reader name. I did a different name. But I just really want to really get off these phone lines. I want to be able to help people and travel and, you know, do the consultations with people and get other folks to know just how powerful they have and how they have the answers inside themselves, like you said. So, yeah, whenever you want to reach out, that's fine. I'm open to that as well. But I just really want to tell you it really helped me today to listen to everyone.
Me too.
That means a lot, you guys. We're going right in. We've got 480. You're on the air with us, too, on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Oh, this is Janet.
Hi,
just got back from Sedona, so I had a good weekend. And I just connected. Sounds like you guys are having a wonderful conversation and really getting some things out there.
I'm really glad, Janet. It's good to welcome you back, and we had so much fun. Those of you who listened in, Janet's a very positive professional counselor, does a lot of helping people, as we were just talking about today, and I think this is part of what we kind of wanted to hit on. We all have those days, and, you know, they're all like, you guys, you psychics, and I think we found out that I started out kind of having one of those days, and now I'm having one of the best days I can, so I realized, you guys, you know, we all do, as Rita said, need each other. We're on the last few minutes here. The show's an hour show today, and I apologize, but I've got some other things we have to do here on the clock. We're going to go to 773. You're our last caller, and you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today? Okay. Well, it looks like 773. We're going to thank
Jethro,
them.
Jethro, at least five of us connected and were lifted spiritually by hearing each other's voices today. Absolutely. And then everybody else in the chat room, too. Today was a spectacular day of lifting.
Very good. And I thank you, Rita. And I like always, I always encourage everyone. We're going to go ahead and end it today with on that positive note. And I want to have everybody tune in tomorrow. We're going to be and still working on those surprise guests, and they're a surprise because even the psychic has to know where they are sometimes. But the fun thing, and what's really, like you said, is it's what's meant to be happens, and that's what we're going to stick with spiritually, I think, and welcome all of you. Unfortunately, with Kelly's move and some of the other things that have gone on, our shows are during the week, you know, probably a lot going to be the hour. And I've got things I have to right now. I'm not so much only in a move, but I'm in some other stresses, and I've got a book and some other things out for the next part. And I'm really, really working hard on some of my classes. So those of you, you know the best way to, kind of catch on and do it is we do this little bit of time. And do me a favor. One thing we had a friend say last time, and I loved it on Living in the Realm. If you have a chance and you think of someone, pick up that phone and do that positive like we had today. Diane started. She got the ball rolling. She made a positive connection with me. And then Rita followed through with Marianne coming in. And then we had Janet. And obviously the prayers and the faith are there. You know, do that because that it does spread. The positive spreads just like all the other things out there. It's more fun when we have positive light being spread. So blessings to everyone and talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeff.